Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm so delighted to be joined by Lynn Comp, Senior Director of Industry and Sales Enabling for the Network Platforms Group at Intel. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison. Very exciting to be back again.
Frequent Chip Chat guest, and it's always a delight, Lynn. Obviously, Network Platform Group has a huge week lined up at IDF. What is the theme this year?
The theme right now is transforming the network. Now, our vision in NPG, in our division, is we want to transform the network to connect and enrich the world. And you probably have seen a lot of that going on, both on the event floor as well as in the keynote that BK just gave.
So BK, our CEO, just talked about this deluge of data that's coming from the IoT and from machine-to-machine communications. It gave some statistics about the amount of data that was coming out of factories versus what's generated by our smartphones, for example. What does this mean for the network, and why is this so important in influencing what we've been working on for quite a while, which is network transformation?
You know, the network transformation was truly inspired by this whole data deluge, because it started with the smartphones, and there's a very famous scissor curve that you'll see where it talks about the increase of data, and yet the revenues are flattening out per user in terms of how they're able to charge for access to the network. Mm-hmm. So the impetus for transforming the network started with that data trend, and it's just accelerating as you have things like IoT and machine-to-machine communication.
Now, we held the inaugural Intel Builder Summit yesterday, and many of the over 200 Intel Network Builders members were on hand to share how their product delivery is fueling this transformation and how their work to deploy these solutions is actually making real impact. That seemed like a very different tone than what we heard in 2015. Can you comment on that?
When we were here in 2015, we were talking about this is the coming year of deployments. This is when we will really see things materialize. And I think that that's one of the biggest changes that you'll see. We've been talking about this technology transformation in NFV since 2011, 2012. We've had Intel Network Builders for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And the very initial stages were standardization, things like OPNFV, creating open source and open standards, the industry coming together and figuring out how do I interoperate. Last year we talked about fast track to try and accelerate that deployment curve. And what we're seeing this year is a lot of the payoff of all of that initial work in accelerating the deployment and accelerating the new capabilities in real products.
It's amazing what you guys have done with Fast Track. I mean, getting multiple labs up and running with partners, delivering the Intel Builders University, all of the things that you set out to accomplish in August of last year. What's interesting is how the developer community has really embraced it. And where do you see this influencing the deployments in terms of the top use cases that you're seeing the customers identify for those initial deployments of virtualized networks?
So where we saw the early deployments happening were things like VIMS, virtual IMS, integrated messaging systems, if you're not into the three-letter acronyms. Evolved Packet Core is also being virtualized, and a lot of that is being driven by the operator's acknowledgement that 5G is coming, which is going to change the demands on their core network. They need to have a more agile, more intelligent network. The next thing that we're also seeing is virtual customer premise equipment, or CPE. But what we're really excited about that you'll see on the floor here is the virtual RAN. That is the next wave of things that you'll start seeing deployed as a result of this 5G and the operators getting ready for that. So you'll be able to have that commercial off-the-shelf hardware running this radio access network functionality close out at the edge of the network. So it's going pervasively through the whole network.
We've been talking about virtual RAN for a while, but it seems like this is a topic that's picking up some momentum. Why now for virtual RAN, and what do you think is driving that from a broader market perspective?
I think a lot of it is coming down to the characteristics and the bandwidth as well as the latency that 5G is going to bring. you could get by with legacy architectures in the past and 3G and 4G and the way things have been done. But 5G is such a transformational force that people are realizing, I really do need to re-architect. Mm-hmm. And between 5G and that whole data trend that's happening, people are realizing and the operators are finally saying, yep, now is the time mm-hmm. that I need to commit and deploy.
One of the things that seems to be evolving as well that I wanted to talk to you about is our view of cloud computing and the knowledge that clouds will not just exist in data centers, they will exist at the edge of the network. And it's not just communication that's being driven through this virtual network. It's compute, analytics, all sorts of great technology investment that comm service providers are delivering to deliver those services close to where the application or the customer is. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So this is one of the most exciting things that I think you'll start seeing with the operators being able to have a cloud-ready network and have this agility that's there. And they can much better create these partnerships with those hyperscale data centers. Mm-hmm. Now, they're huge data centers, but they're in fairly remote locations. So getting out to the user and getting access to the information, imagine if you could have content delivery that mm-hmm. was cached and waiting at the edge for the most popular content. And so there would be no Christmas evening kind of download mm-hmm. challenges that we've seen in the past.
Yeah. That sounds like my life. Peel back the covers on this for me and tell me about the technology investment that the industry is making to deliver this mobile edge computing experience.
Mobile edge computing and small cell has been an industry very much like Cloud RAN that's been in discussion and in a way waiting for that impetus and that driver and that real need. But we showed at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona a wonderful demo for MEC, Mobile Edge, and it was so interesting to watch people interacting with the demo where it was set up as if a restaurant menu could rapidly change real time. And there's other things that we've seen with Domino's partnerships recently in certain parts of the U.S. that the sales have gone up significantly. The enterprises that are putting these services out there are really, really excited about how precise their marketing can be. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to partner with the operators.
This is really a different use case than what we've talked about before. And a great opportunity for the comm service providers who know how to deliver services at a local level.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about how Intel views our role in the delivery of this technology.
What we're doing with the operators is really, really deep collaboration to take advantage of everything that's in the processors and be able to leverage our packet processing investments like DPDK or our open virtual switch initiatives. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, things like new instructions or new features in the processor. So RDT that just launched recently in our Broadwell product line is a great example of a feature that the service providers can take advantage of that other industries are already using and benefiting from.
Now, let's look forward to 5G. Tell me a little bit about how we are working with the network infrastructure ecosystem to lay that foundation, and how does that transfer come in the future to actually turning on 5G with all these comm service providers?
Every new network has this stage where people are testing and refining the technologies, things like MIMO, things like new antenna technology, the millimeter wave experiments, narrowband IoT, all of the things that we take for granted about how do you have connectivity in the basement of a building. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that testing is happening now, and that's what they're talking about in these collaborations. So we have collaborations with KT and with SKT. We have collaborations with AT&T and Verizon, as well as with Nokia and Ericsson. And even at Mobile World Shanghai, we had a collaboration in IoT space with China Mobile and with Ericsson. So you'll see a lot of these industries realizing we can't do this by ourselves. It does take an entire ecosystem to make this happen so that when you do have the 5G standards ready, all of this testing is informing what are the right things to standardize. And then it's already been pre-baked, pre-tested. And then the idea is that between the core network transformation we've talked about with NFV, all the way out to the edge, as well as with these new air interfaces, so much testing and so much collaboration will happen that the ecosystem and the industry will be ready.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Lynn. It's been a great interview with you today. Where can folks connect with you online?
So I am on Twitter. So I'm Lynn Comp Intel. So you can find me there. You can also find me on LinkedIn, and you can find me on a blog that I just published. And hopefully that will also give you an overview of some of the interesting things to take a look at related to IDF.
Well, thanks for the time today. I know you're a busy lady.
Thanks, Allison. It was great to talk to you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.